Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Okinawa, A Decorated Marine's Account of the Last Battle of World War II by Robert Leckie presents a first-hand perspective on the brutal final major campaign of the Pacific War. Leckie, widely known for chronicling the U.S. Marine experience, frames Okinawa as a battle shaped by relentless artillery, mud, exhaustion, and a grim awareness that victory would be paid for in lives. Rather than treating the campaign as a sequence of troop movements, the narrative emphasizes what it felt like to endure weeks of combat with little rest and constant uncertainty. The account highlights the scale of the operation, the intensity of Japanese defenses, and the human strain placed on infantrymen, medics, and commanders alike. Leckie also connects the fighting on the island to the broader strategic endgame, where casualty projections and political calculations began to loom over every decision. The result is a war history grounded in lived experience, focused on courage, fear, and survival under extreme conditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Okinawa as the climactic test of the Pacific War. The book positions Okinawa as more than a late war victory lap, portraying it as the most punishing proving ground for U.S. forces in the Pacific. Leckie explains why the island mattered strategically, as an approach route and potential staging area for operations against Japan, and how that strategic value translated into a level of resistance designed to exact maximum casualties. The campaign becomes a lens for understanding how the Pacific War evolved from island assaults into grinding attritional combat against deeply layered defenses. Readers see how plans made at higher levels collided with the terrain, weather, and the sheer density of firepower on both sides. The narrative also underscores how Okinawa forced leaders and troops to confront the possibility that future battles could be even worse, sharpening the sense that each yard gained might be purchased at an unacceptable cost. By emphasizing Okinawa as a culminating struggle, the book helps readers connect battlefield realities to the broader question of how nations decide to continue, escalate, or end wars when the human price becomes starkly visible. Secondly, life in the infantry: fear, fatigue, and unit bonds. A central topic is the daily reality of frontline service, where time is measured less by dates than by incoming fire, muddy foxholes, and the rare moments of relief. Leckie emphasizes how constant danger reshapes perception, narrowing attention to immediate tasks such as moving, digging in, keeping weapons functional, and staying alert despite exhaustion. He highlights the psychological burden of living under artillery and mortar attacks that can arrive without warning, and the corrosive effect of prolonged stress on morale and judgment. At the same time, the account stresses the sustaining power of small unit cohesion. Bonds among Marines, born from shared hardship, become a practical survival tool as well as an emotional anchor. Leadership is shown at the point of contact, where decisions are made quickly and often imperfectly, yet can determine whether a patrol returns. By focusing on ordinary actions under extraordinary pressure, the book provides a grounded view of courage as persistence, competence, and loyalty rather than cinematic heroics. Thirdly, terrain, weather, and the mechanics of attrition: Okinawa is depicted as a battlefield where nature and logistics magnify violence. Leckie describes how rain, mud, and broken ground impede movement, slow resupply, and make even basic hygiene and rest difficult, all while combat continues. The terrain and fortified defensive lines create conditions in which advances are measured in small increments, and the cost of each advance compounds. This topic highlights how attritional warfare is not only about casualty numbers, but also about wearing down a force through constant exposure, disrupted sleep, and dwindling reserves of strength. The narrative draws attention to the unglamorous mechanisms that keep armies fighting, including ammunition supply, medical evacuation, communications, and the constant need to replace equipment and men. When these systems strain, the infantry suffers immediately, by emphasizing the battlefield environment as an active opponent. The book clarifies why Okinawa became synonymous with prolonged suffering, and why the campaign stands as a case study in how conditions can turn tactics into endurance contests where survival is as much logistical as it is tactical. Fourthly, command decisions and the view from the ground. The book explores the tension between strategic and operational aims and what those aims look like to a Marine in a foxhole. Leckie addresses how plans and timelines, while necessary, can feel remote when the frontline experience is dominated by sudden casualties, stalled assaults, and unpredictable resistance. This topic examines how command decisions ripple downward, shaping where units are placed, how long they remain in the line, and how aggressively objectives are pursued. It also raises implicit questions about accountability and the limits of control in war, where even well-designed operations can be derailed by weather, terrain, and an enemy willing to die in place. Leckie presents leadership not as an abstract concept, but as something evaluated by troops through tangible outcomes, clarity of orders, responsiveness to conditions, and the willingness to adapt. By juxtaposing planning with lived reality, the narrative helps readers understand why wars are often experienced differently at different levels of command, and why historical judgments benefit from attention to both perspectives. Lastly, Okinawa and the shadow of the war's ending. A final major topic is how Okinawa influenced perceptions of what it would take to end the war. Leki situates the battle in the larger endgame, when Allied forces were considering next steps and weighing the likely cost of further operations. The ferocity of the defense and the high casualties contributed to a growing recognition that victory might require choices with profound moral and political consequences. Without presenting the campaign as a simple prelude to a single decision, the account shows how battlefield realities feed strategic debates, shaping expectations about enemy resolve, and the potential human toll of continued fighting. This topic also captures the emotional complexity of nearing the end of a long war while still facing daily danger. For combatants, the idea that the war might be close to finish does not lessen immediate fear and may intensify frustration at losses suffered so late. By connecting the island's struggle to the approaching conclusion of World War II, the book adds reflective depth to its combat narrative. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want an authentic Marine-level view of World War II history, especially those interested in the Pacific theater beyond broad summaries and famous turning points. Military history enthusiasts, students, and veterans, or their families will find value in how the narrative connects strategic importance to the ground truth of exhaustion, fear, and perseverance. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening appreciation for resilience under pressure and by illustrating how teamwork and competent leadership matter when conditions are chaotic and unforgiving. It also encourages a more mature understanding of war, replacing simplistic hero narratives with a sober sense of cost, chance, and endurance. Compared with many Okinawa overviews that lean heavily on maps and command decisions, Leki's account stands out for its human immediacy and the clarity with which it portrays the emotional and physical environment of combat. That blend of personal witness and historical framing makes it worth buying. It offers both the intensity of lived experience and enough context to understand why the battle mattered, giving readers a memorable, grounded perspective that complements more purely analytical works. If you would like to support Robert Leki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.